Hello, I'm Margaret Gray. Happy Mother's Day from the Phil Henry Show.
Thank you, Margaret. And it is not Mother's Day. It's the day after. We do have Margaret Gray with us from Santa Monica. You were in, and Margaret writes a nationally syndicated column for about 150 newspapers nationwide. You were in Laguna Beach, right?
Phil, we went to Laguna Beach this past weekend, and we thought we were going to the... Hello?
Yes, I'm right here. Can you hear me? Okay, maybe she's having a difficult time. Can you hear me now, Margaret?
Yes, Phil. I can hear you. I don't know why. It was we were having a problem communicating.
All right, you were in Laguna Beach, correct?
Yes, we thought we were going to the Sand Dollar. We did eventually go someplace else, but we had a Mother's Day almost go awry on us. And when you patronize a place, and when you are the customer of a place, and you find that your service is not there as it usually is, it's sometimes very upsetting.
All right, I know that you had an encounter with an employee, or...
It wasn't with an employee. We have been going to the Sand Dollar for... Phil, we go to the Sand Dollar for Mother's Day. It is a Mother's Day tradition. And we were there, and I know Paul, the maitre d', and the veranda room is where we go on Mother's Day. I sit there with my husband and my three sons. It is very discreet. It is very private. Because I do work in the media, and because I am a member of the media, and I'm around a lot of people who are famous, I don't want people bothering me on Mother's Day.
All right, so you go to the Sand Dollar because they have the veranda room there where it can be discreet?
Yes. You sit behind these room separation things. I don't know what they're called. They're the kinds of things that you would stand behind when you're taking your clothes off. Do you know what those are called?
What are those room separation things that when you're taking your clothes off, Craig, do you know? What are those called, Mike?
Ask Mike.
Mike, do you know what they're called? Floor screens?
Yes, floor screens. So the veranda room has floor screens where people can't see you and recognize you. That's why we love the Sand Dollar in Laguna Beach. Now, let me say this, Phil, to your listeners. The Sand Dollar, Laguna Beach is known as the Gay Riviera. All of the yards are very well maintained, very clean, very gay, and the men are very gallant. It's a beautiful place. And
you said the men are very gallant?
Yes, very polite.
Okay.
It is a wonderful place to go for Mother's Day. Laguna Beach on the Gay Riviera. Now, we go down there every year. I walk in. I know Paul. He's the maitre d'. I walked over to the veranda room. And
now, had you reserved this?
We go there every year, Phil. They know us. They know that that's where we want to eat.
Okay, so the veranda room at the Sand Dollar restaurant in Laguna Beach is where you go because it's very private and because you would rather not have to deal with what? Autograph seekers or?
Well, really not autograph seekers, Phil, but if anyone were to recognize me from my column and they want to talk, it's difficult on Mother's Day. You know, you really want to take time with people, but you also want to be able to enjoy your family.
Of course.
So, the looky-loos and all of those.
I understand.
So, I walk over there, and I see another woman. There is a man and a woman and two girls sitting there. And I notice that the woman is in a wheelchair. Now, I had seen her, and...
Well, this was a family sitting in the veranda room, your room?
Sitting in our room, yes, the veranda room, which is where we traditionally... Now, this family is there. I don't know who they are. I have never seen him before. I don't know her from Adam. And yet I had seen her wheeling in, pushing the wheels of the wheelchair. All right? Are you following?
Yes.
Okay. If you are a quad or a paraplegic, you don't push the wheels of the wheelchair. You can't. Your motor sensibilities do not allow it. I smelled a rat. So I went in there. I said to Paul, who's the maitre d', you're not buying this, are you?
And you asked Paul if he's buying. Did you think the woman was not really crippled?
Oh, absolutely, Phil.
So because she was pushing herself in on the wheels of her own wheelchair, you felt that she could actually move?
I felt that. I thought it was a complete scam, as I am convinced today that it was. I went over to Paul, who's the maitre d'. I said, "You're not buying this, are you?" He said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "There's a family in the veranda room where you know we sit every year, and she wheeled herself in there. You know she's not crippled." And he said, "You know, I really don't know what you're talking about." I said, "All right, Paul, I know you have a job to protect. Let me handle this." I said to Frank, "Frank, take your cue from me. What I do, you do. All right?"
Now, where are your boys during all of this?
They're outside. They're running around. They have a big patio there, and the boys are outside. They don't know what's going on. So I walk over to this woman in the wheelchair. I lean down in front of her, and I say, "You know, I am not buying this. You know and I know you're not crippled. Now get up out of this chair before you and I both regret what's about to happen." I said, "Otherwise, the light is turning green." She looks at me and says, "I don't have the slightest idea of what you're talking about, and that is cripple talk, Phil, if you know, for try me." When a cripple says...
No, wait. You leaned over into this woman's face and...
Phil, don't go there, okay?
No, I'm not going anywhere. But she's in a wheelchair. You don't believe that she's really crippled, okay?
She wasn't crippled. She wheeled herself in under her own power.
So you lean into her face and you say, "I'm not buying this paralyzed act."
I didn't say it loud. I said it...
Okay, I know that. You said it in such a way so as to be discreet so that no one would hear you. And you say what?
I say, "I'm not buying this act. Now you can get up out of the chair, or we can start dancing. What do you want to do?" She says, "I don't have the slightest idea what you're talking about."
All right, now you say that that's cripple talk for try me?
That's cripple talk for come at me. So I reached under her arms, I pulled her up out of the chair, and I said, "Look, everyone, she's faking it, she's not a crip," and I released her. And which was a big mistake, because you know that she's going to continue the charade. So I released her, and sure enough, Phil, she drops like a brick out of a bucket. And that's really what bothered me, you know. I stood over her, and I said, "Do you see the fool you're making out of yourself? Do you see..."
Wait. You saw...
Phil, she wasn't crippled. I swear to you.
Now, you picked a crippled woman up out of her chair, and you said, "Do you see, everyone?"
I announced it to everyone in the room. I said, "Look, she's not really crip. You can see she's standing." I let go of her, and then she went into her act. She fell to the floor, and she's crawling, and I said, "Oh, my God. Quit making an ass out of yourself." The husband runs over, the boys run over, they pick her up, and I'm asked to leave. And I said, "You know something, Frank, who needs it? Let's go." We went over to Tony Roma's, we had a great time. But I said, "Give up the act, woman. You know, I am telling you something, Phil. We had that room..."
I'm going to interrupt you right now, okay? And we're talking with Margaret Gray.
But still, I want to tell you the whole story.
Wait, I want to interrupt you for a minute. We're talking to syndicated columnist Margaret Gray. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Now, please listen to me, okay?
Yes. And, Phil, I can tell your tone. You're about to lecture me.
No, hold on. You reach under this woman's arms, you lifted her out of the chair, and dropped her to the ground... And
I didn't drop her to the ground. She went into her act. And I'll tell you why. When she hit the ground, her legs were all crossed up. You can't do that if you're a full-bore crip. You can do it.
And this full-bore crip thing, okay?
Still, I'm not PC, all right? I'm sorry. But you can't get your legs all twisted that way if you are the plegic. So I said to her, "You know something, you're really making a fool..."
Let me finish my point, okay?
Yes.
You reached up underneath her armpits, and she drops to the floor, and you stood over her and said, "You're really making a fool out of yourself."
Because I...
What was the basis of your information that the woman could walk?
Phil, she was able to push herself in on the wheelchair. She was
rolling the wheels of the wheelchair.
Yes.
Well, I've seen a lot of people do that.
That means that you have motor sensibility. That means you can move your legs, even in a rudimentary fashion. All right, so...
So you expected her to get up out of the chair?
I said to Paul, the maitre d', "Why are they in that room? He said it's because she is she's crippled or she's in a wheelchair or whatever. It's a big room. And I said, you know what? They got the room. They want you to believe that, Paul. You're really an embarrassment as a maitre d'. You really, really are an embarrassment.
And but you lifted the woman out of the chair.
Yes. And it was not assault, as a police officer attempted to tell me later. As I attempted to tell the police officer later, it was not assault. I lifted her out of the chair.
And dropped her to the floor. It sounds to me like you got a lawsuit.
Phil, you don't know what you're talking about. You really don't.
Well, I'll let you finish your story, your part of the story here in just a moment. She lifted this lady up out of the wheelchair and then let go of her. Now, if the woman's in a wheelchair, you have to assume that she's crippled. Don't you have to assume that? Margaret says that the woman couldn't possibly have been crippled because she saw her using her arms to push herself into the veranda room there at the, what's the name of this restaurant? The Sand Dollar in Laguna Beach. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Margaret Gray, the guest here on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And by the way, I was interviewed by a very nice guy for the Albany Times today. It ought to be in Wednesday's Albany Times for our listeners in upstate New York. Now, on the line with me is Margaret Gray. And
by the way, Phil, that's a wonderful, wonderful newspaper, the Albany Times. And I'm trying to get my column into that. But right now, they're full up. And, you know, they really ought to drop the hints from Heloise and go with something I think that people can enjoy. But they say they'll have some space.
And well, really, what we have to do is get back to this incident between you and this family in Laguna Beach, where you went into the Sand Dollar restaurant there, and you went into the room, the veranda room, which you say you and your family have every Mother's Day. There's a woman in a wheelchair. You lift her out of the chair and drop her to the floor.
Phil, I did that because she was in that room. That is a room, number one, that we use as a family.
I understand. But
no, but wait a minute. And I did that because I believe, and I still believe, she was faking the whole CRIPPLED thing. That she was faking
the whole crippled thing, the handicapped thing.
Yes, the handicapped thing. Because she's moving her arms around, she's laughing, she's patting her sons on the back. No one who has the CRIP problem is that happy. It had to be a fake, and that's why I lifted her out of the chair.
No one who has the CRIP problem is that happy.
That is correct, yes.
All right, Balakin Wood on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi, good evening.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Margaret, do you have any medical background?
Do I have? I have a degree in the School of Hard Knocks, dear. The School of Life. The School of Life.
Okay, so that will be no. Okay. Number two.
Well, you don't necessarily know that, do you?
Well, do you have a medical background, yes or no?
Phil, you know I don't.
All right.
Okay, so that will be no. Did you see this woman prior to seeing her in this restaurant? Do you know her?
No, I did not know her. I saw her coming in from the outside, yes.
Okay. You think because someone is happy and they have the ability to move their upper extremities and laugh that they could not be crippled?
See crippled people.
Excuse me, you are laughing and happy. I'm sorry. I worked with.
Do you have a degree? Do you have a medical degree?
Yes, I do. I'm a respiratory therapist. I deal with people.
That's not a medical degree. That's not a medical degree, dear.
Most certainly it is.
Well, it's a medical type.
I work in the healthcare industry.
You do not have a medical doctor degree.
I put people on and take people off of life support. That is my job. I work with quadriplegics. I work with paraplegics. I work with people
then
who
you
have,
know, darling, that these CRIPS people are sour and serious.
And a lot of them are very happy because they are happy with themselves. Evidently, you sound like a very jealous
woman. I'll ask you a question. When's the last time you saw Stephen Hawking just let out with a belly laugh?
I'm sorry, I cannot hear you.
When is the last time you saw Stephen Hawking let out with a belly laugh?
I don't even know who he is.
Stephen Hawking, he's in a chair, darling. He moves through a straw in his mouth.
Okay. That means that he's a quadriplegic, or is he a paraplegic?
The I don't understand between, what she's saying.
A quadriplegic
exactly.
is someone who is...
If you're a quadriplegic, you do not have the ability to... Okay,
he's
no, there's a big difference. A paraplegic can move only their lower extremities. I mean, cannot move their lower extremities.
Darling, I understand that. I'm saying that no plegic, whatever they are, the quad or the para, no one of those people laughs and sings and
oh, you are. So you need to go visit a rehabilitation center with
if
a paraplegic
you have
there. You need to do that. You need to do that, and you need to witness.
And so you're telling me they're drinking Bloody Marys, and they're going, whoopsie-doo, and everything's
absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. You can still have the, you can still be in a wheelchair and have that problem.
God, a guy's been around.
She can have D-cubes. She can have so many things that were wrong with her that had her be in that wheelchair besides.
I have been around some of the world's most famous plegics.
And, you know, I wish that they would have educated you a little bit better to make you be a person who would have some type of heart.
What do you mean you've been around some of the world's famous plegics?
And they don't laugh and sing the way this woman...
Well, they're not happy people, probably because they're around you.
Do you hear her phone cutting out?
Miserable woman.
You must be on a car phone, right, dear?
Yes.
Yeah, you're cutting out a little bit. There's probably some kind of a limiter on your phone.
Okay.
But thank you very much for calling us.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686, Long Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, this is Bill.
Yes, Bill.
Yeah, I have a son that's been in a chair.
Oh, God,
we're
going to hear from all these people. I'm
for
talking
9 years.
About just one
now, will you listen to me, lady?
Well,
just
everybody's
one
calling
you
in with their crip story.
Well, you just lace. What is this crip? What are you talking about?
The CRIPPLED.
Well, I'm telling you something. You shouldn't refer him to that for number one. You don't know what put people in a chair. And I want to tell you about a level of injury. My son's a C6 level. He's a quadriplegic, but he can use his arms.
Does he
and
sing
he doesn't,
and dance?
Just a minute. He does not use an electric chair or anything. He uses his arms. He has 70% of his breath, his capacity of his lungs. He can drink. He can laugh. He's a good person. He works. He works a full job. He has 300 people working for him, lady.
Now, wait a second.
And he earns a living, and he's in a wheelchair,
does
and he
sing
has not
drinking
just a
songs?
Minute. You be quiet.
Does he sing drinking songs?
You don't know what you're talking about.
Let
you
the man
no
finish, okay? What do you mean, does he...
what you're talking about.
Does he sing drinking songs?
What does that
sure
mean?
Sure he does. He sings any kind of song he wants because he's a person.
So he's in a bar room hoisting
a
mug.
He's
a person with a life, lady.
Well, I find that
and
hard to believe.
Just because he broke his neck doesn't make him what you're talking, pulling somebody out of their chair. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, the woman was
you
faking it.
You should be put in jail.
She was
and
faking it.
And you should
it.
Be sued because you're a nobody.
I'm a nobody.
And you have got me mad. I'm
I use the
what,
veranda room
son,
at the Sand
seven,
Dollar.
9 years in a chair. And I'm telling you what, he's an admirable
well, what
person.
Did he do wrong?
He dove off a boat and broke his neck,
oh,
lady.
Oh, that's real smart.
Oh, come
oh,
on,
you
will
you?
You
are
have
a
some
pitiful person.
God.
You are pitiful,
well,
lady.
I'm not diving off of a boat. And it,
I know
you
that, but the young
pitiful.
Man, he made a mistake.
Get
for
a life, will
what,
you?
What are you doing, Margaret? I mean, the kid made a mistake. Are people not allowed to make
that's
mistakes?
That's not a mistake. It's something that happened. There was a sandbar there that he hit.
Okay, yes.
And instantly it's... he was ruined for life. But, boy, he made something out of himself.
Diving off of a boat, darling, is not very smart.
Oh, you
will
are
you
an
sh-
idiot. You need your head examined,
what?
Lady.
I wasn't the one
you
diving.
Need, I don't.
Well,
I don't
I
want to talk to you anymore.
I've never in my
I'm
life been spoken to
here
this
because
way.
You are a problem person,
Margaret. The point that we're trying to make here is this man's son is happy. He sings. He is an employer. Correct, sir.
Yes, sir.
And he does all of the things that you say. You know, the handicapped people can't do. And
well, I've never seen one of the CRIPPLED.
Oh, will you quit spelling it out, okay? We know what you're talking about. Thank you, sir, for your call. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
Phil, what I am saying is, the lady in the restaurant...
By the way, let me just jump in here. It's the Phil Henry Show. Margaret Gray is with us, syndicated columnist. She and her family went to the Sand Dollar restaurant in Laguna Beach on this past weekend. Apparently, every year, you guys eat in the veranda room there, and you went into the room. There's a woman in her wheelchair, because the room's big enough, and you didn't think she was crippled?
That is correct. I know that she wasn't, because let me tell you, Phil, how you know when someone is truly crippled or handicapped or belongs in a chair or whatever you want to...
Why don't you just say handicapped?
All right. What I want everybody at home listening, and Phil, you do the same thing, take the back of your wrist and press it up against the middle of your chest.
Take the back of my wrist?
Yes, the back of your wrist, and press it up against the middle of your chest.
Okay.
Now hit yourself repeatedly there.
All right.
Tilt your head up and open and close your mouth.
Okay.
That's what a crip looks like.
What are you talking about?
That's what they do. They bang their wrist against their chest and go, nah, nah, ah, nah. What I'm saying, Phil...
God, that is the most ignorant, small-minded, most prejudicial thing socially I've ever heard in my life. For you...
Phil, don't be melodramatic. Don't pander to your audience, all right?
Just listen to what you're saying. The lady had a problem. She couldn't walk. They moved her into a big room because it could accommodate the chair. And you lift her up out of her chair and say, look, everybody, she can walk, and then drop her to the floor. How come you weren't arrested?
I beg your pardon.
How come you were not arrested for assault?
Phil, I'm Margaret Gray. I write a syndicated column in 150...
How come you were not arrested by either the Orange County Sheriff, Laguna Beach Police, and put in jail?
All I said was, look, everybody, she's not C-R-I-P-P-L-E-D...
And will you quit spelling it out, too?
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say. What you're trying to say is what you did was right, and this woman was faking it because she wasn't banging the middle of her wrist into her chest. Branford on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, buddy. Listen, I don't know where you get these people at, but that lady has no more right to that table in that restaurant than I do. You know,
I'm sorry. I'm there every year with my family. That is exactly where
you have no more right to that chair than I do.
Well, I don't know who you are, and I can tell you I'm a customer of that restaurant.
Well,
they know who I am.
But I tell you what,
if you and I walk into that restaurant, they know who I am, and they don't know who you are. All right.
Well, I dang sure don't know who you are, ma'am, and I mean
no. Well, you don't own that restaurant. I don't have any desire to eat in any restaurant that you own. I'm talking about the Sand Dollar in Laguna Beach, where they know me.
Yeah, they know not to let you back in there too.
And how do you know that?
Ma'am, I don't care if you write the newspaper, for God. You have no more right to that table than that lady does.
Oh, yes, I do.
No.
How do you figure that you do?
I'm a regular.
I'm a regular. Why you have the more right to that table than that lady?
I'm going to explain it to you.
Okay.
In Southern California, there's such a thing as being a regular in a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
because we know all of the movie stars, and we interview them.
Ma'am, that doesn't mean. Okay, go ahead. I'm going to let you
talk. Well, you wanted me to explain it.
I'm going to let
and
you talk.
And so when you become a regular, you can go in, and the maitre d' nods to you, and you nod back, and they lead you back to your table.
Mm-hmm. That's how it's done?
Yes. Haven't you nodded to someone, Phil?
No, I've never nodded to anybody in a restaurant, and they know me, and I have to wait for my table, okay?
Well, I'm letting the young man know. Okay, so now you know.
Okay, but so the point is, well, there was a table for you there, right?
Yes,
I mean, that lady was
my regular table,
seat, right?
My regular table, yes.
She was, your regular table was available, right?
No, it wasn't. She was sitting at it.
So
and by her faking the fact that she was crippled, oh, you're so boring. Get rid of him, Phil, will you?
All right. Have we answered all your questions, sir?
Well, no. You really didn't, because I just, you know.
Then you keep listening, okay? 1-800-449-8686. Whittier on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil, she was insulting
yes.
Crips by faking it. Why doesn't she? Yes, hello?
Hi.
That's why she doesn't deserve to eat at the Sand Dollar. You don't fake it.
Ms. Gray.
Yes.
Can I talk now?
Can you talk now? Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. Well,
we were eating at the Sand Dollar with
first
all...
First of all...
Let the lady finish, okay?
First of all, I'm a special education teacher.
What is that?
That is a teacher that teaches the severely handicapped.
Then you know what I'm talking about the wrist in the middle of the chest.
No, actually, I really cannot believe that you're real. At all.
Darling, I am telling you, I've been around these people. I know.
Okay,
first
you know what?
If you,
you
need
you
a wheelchair, you can roll the wheelchair into a larger area of the room.
You are so ignorant on this issue that it's just
Are you
beyond,
telling me
I can't even believe that you have an article that you write and people read it.
I was talking about Mother's Day. Now, you've seen them bang their wrist into their chest, yes or no?
There are some that have problems with their motor coordination,
there
yes.
You go.
But
there you
know
go,
what?
Phil. There you go,
I
Phil.
Said some.
There you go.
But let me tell you
and
something.
What about
this
the
lady,
opening of the mouth?
You know, you need to stop
let the,
talking.
Just yet, yeah, quit talking,
okay.
Let her.
What about the this opening of the mouth?
Let her talk.
Stop talking. This
Ooh.
Lady came in here.
Aren't you aggressive?
She is, well, because you struck a chord in my heart because I love these people, okay?
These people. Look at, I love Crips, and she was
Hello?
Insulting them by acting like a Crip.
Hello?
Yes?
Can I speak, please? This lady
Aren't
wheels herself
crazy?
In. Wheels herself in, and she just can't use her legs, okay, but she's using her arms. Do you know how many people have lost the use of the bottom part of their bodies, but they still have the use of the top part of their body?
I don't know. It's all what you're talking about, I don't know anything about. I'm just telling
That's
you.
That's what I'm saying. You just admitted your ignorance.
She was banging her.
So,
she wasn't banging her wrist.
She's
into
happy.
Chest.
She's happy.
And that's
because she has a very supportive family around her, obviously.
Why doesn't she apologize?
Her children, her husband. She was probably, she's probably, her happiness doesn't come from the fact that she doesn't walk. Her happiness comes from the fact that she has a good family
well,
life.
Let me
and
ask
she's
you
at
a question
peace
then.
Within herself.
Why do some of them tilt their head back with their mouths
That's
open?
That's irrelevant.
Well,
so
why do they
talking,
do that?
You're talking really ignorantly right now.
I'm
and,
asking questions
but you
that
know
other
what?
People want to
I'm,
ask.
I'm going to close with this because I've made my point. I'm going to say that
well,
there's two things that
understand.
Need to happen to you.
I didn't understand.
There's two things that need to, you know what, I'll explain it after if you want to still talk to me after what I say.
Sure, go ahead.
There's two things that need to happen to you. First of all, if I saw you pick up one of my students because you didn't believe that they were handicapped and you picked them up out of their chair and dropped them on the floor, I don't care who'd give me a lawsuit. I'd punch you so hard in the face.
Come at me.
And you know what?
Come on at
You'd
me.
Be a paraplegic
the
after my
green.
Fist hit your face.
The light is green, dear.
Now.
The light's green.
You know what? I don't
what?
Even know where
the
you are. But
the intersection's open.
First of all, you
Bring
need
it.
To be sued.
Bring it.
Second of all, because of your attitude toward handicapped people,
I bet you think
because
you're
really you are
being
so rude.
Would, here,
listen
you?
To me. Listen.
Why don't you put your money where your mouth
because
is?
Because
okay,
of your
come
attitude
on.
Toward these people, I would be really scared if I were you. Because I know that
oh.
the Lord's up there watching, and you better, you know what? I'd be real careful when you're driving home
Can
tonight.
Can I just say one thing? I'm
because
in the,
you
I'm
might just
here.
Get in a car
I'm
accident,
here.
And then you're going to have to deal with it because you'll be
Let
a paraplegic.
Let me just say one thing to you. I'm in the same karate class as Dr. Laura, okay? Oh, ha, 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 ha. I'm in the same karate class. I'm just one belt below her.
You know what? I was just...
All right, thanks a lot. About what? Kicking her butt?
Joking on punching her in the face.
No,
I am
just
not
joking,
a violent
yeah.
person.
All right, ma'am. Thank you, and you made some very good points. And
I don't know what she said.
Will you knock it off with why do they hit their chest with the back of their wrist and they're tilting their head back with the mouth open?
Well, you see them all over. I was in a Wendy's once. I'll never forget. The kid's like, what is that? And
do you have kids, right?
Yes.
Don't you have any sensitivity? Whatsoever. Valencia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Valencia, yes, hi.
Yes.
You're on the air, ma'am. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir. I just have a couple points to make. First, I'd like to say that, Miss Gray, you are a pretentious B-I-T-C-H.
Well, you know something?
Hello?
You.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay. You're ignorant? And if I had seen you pick up that lady in there, I agree with the host. I don't know why you weren't arrested. You should have been arrested. You didn't make a reservation in that room. You just
We
assumed.
Eat there every year. We
That's
eat
not
there.
Making a reservation
yeah,
in the
and,
room.
And let me ask you something. You were at the Sand Dollar?
Yes.
Okay. Mike Schaefer and his wife eat at the Sand Shack. They have a veranda room at the Sand Shack, okay?
Yes.
So... What restaurant were you in?
We were in the Sand Dollar.
There is no veranda room in the Sand Dollar.
Well, you know something? I don't care. She wanted it. She got it. Okay? She
you didn't make
it.
A reservation.
Doesn't matter. I eat in that room every year.
How many years have you eaten in the room?
Last year and this year. Well, we didn't eat there this year. We weren't allowed to sit down.
You're reprehensible. You know
Why
what?
Am I reprehensible?
Wait a second. How many years have you eaten in the veranda room there?
I told you, Phil, last year and this year.
And
oh,
that,
boy, that's every year.
That makes you a regular?
Listen to her laugh.
You're silly.
You know what I'd like to do with you?
What?
Slap your face.
Oh, I bet you would.
Yes.
But you know what? You
what?
Can't.
Yes, I can. I can find you. You know what I'm
oh,
getting?
Oh, so you're threatening me.
I'm getting in my car right now.
You're threatening me. She's scary.
Thank you. She's in her car. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We were just, you know, my producer, Mike Schaefer, is a great guy and has great knowledge of music. I'm not saying he has the greatest taste in music, but he's got a great knowledge. And we were talking about power trios, and he brought up a band name. How many of you remember Triumph? Didn't they have, wasn't there a band logo like the motorcycle Triumph logo? Oh, geez. Talk about presumptuous. Let's just go right ahead and slap the hip thing on us. Maybe we can buy it just osmosis, get just a little bit hipper. That band was truly overwrought, heavy-handed, melodramatic, real rubbish. Although I know every song you meant, Lay It on the Line. No offense, guys, if you're listening, but your band sucked. And there's a reason why you're not around anymore. Of course, I said that Lenny Kravitz sucked too, and I'm out here on Monday singing his praises. One of the greatest things I saw there at that Wango Tango thing, man. Lenny Kravitz. And NSYNC, they ain't bad either. In fact, Craig Taylor, I was talking to him about NSYNC during the break. He's going to go get a couple of their CDs. No, man, I'm just... But anyway, what other of those power trio... Now, how about this one? This is very... I don't want to go over or under, mostly under people's heads, but Frank Marino and Mahogany Rush. Frank Marino was one guy, and Mahogany Rush was the other two. That was the Frank Marino and Mahogany Rush, bass player and drummer. And these bands that can't think of an original name, you got Rush and Frank Marino and Mahogany Rush. Then you had UK and UK Squeeze, and then you had Squeeze. Squeeze Me's. You had the Beatles, and then you had somebody called the Crickets. Who are they? Some guy named Buddy Holly? What's that about? The Beatles, the Turtles, the Birds, the Turds? From Britain, live from the Republic of Ireland, the Turds. And anything like that. So these power trios, though, of course, there have been some good ones. Hendrix, Cream, ZZ Top. Gotta love ZZ Top. Who, Mike? Rush. I mentioned Rush already. I mentioned Rush. Not that I would, you know, not that if you weren't here, I'd mention him. But who's the girl band that was a trio? Was it the Joan Jett? No. They weren't a power trio. The Go-Go's? No. That's it. But boy, that Triumph. What about that other guy, Children of the Sun? Billy Thorpe? Was that his name? Come on, Schaefer. You know Billy Thorpe. Children of the Sun? What time are we supposed to start the song, by the way? 53 what? 20 what? Oh, 36. The Dixie Chicks, aren't they a power trio? Yeah. And then, of course, any other band with four members, but one of them's a lead singer, that qualifies as a power trio, because the lead singer, all he does is stand there and twirl a freaking mic cord, like this guy. See, this isn't a power trio because Roger Daltrey's playing the Jew's harp there. So now it's definitely a four-man thing. Who's playing the harmonica? Daltrey's on the Jew's harp, and I know that Townsend is on the guitar and the other guy's drums, the other guy's... Who's playing that harp? Is that you, Schaefer?
Phil Hendry.
Don't move in any particular direction, and we don't make no collections. It's like a miracle.